Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Tes. Zak the Mishnah, Ein Choshen Shem Agira Chuldim Yibayis Labayis Mimakom Lamakom. After finishing Bedikas Chametz, we do not have to worry that a weasel would bring Chametz into the room. Deim Kain, Mechatzel Lechatzel Me'elir, Ein Ladavar Sof. Because if we had to be concerned about that, there would be no end to the concerns, as we would have to worry that Chametz was brought from one Chatzel to another, even from one city to another city. The Gemara deduces, HaChazina, the Shakal Chayshina, Nubayi Bedika. If we actually see the weasel take the Chametz, then we have to assume the Chametz is still there, and Bedikah again. This assumption that the chametz is still there is difficult, though, because the Mishnah says that if weasels or pigs are prevalent in homes where non-Jews sometimes bury their fetuses, we can assume that they're no longer there because they've already been eaten. The Gemara has two answers. First, Amar Rabbi Zeira lo kasha, habe basar v'habe lechem. When the weasel takes bread, he may not eat it, but when he takes flesh, he's certainly going to consume the meat entirely. Second, Rava answers that in the case of the fetus, we never knew with certainty that the fetus was there to begin with, whereas by the chametz, we saw the weasel take the chametz. So the suffix that it may have been eaten, that he may have eaten the chametz, is not strong enough to solve a definite problem. Ein suffix motzi midei vaday. The Gemara issues two challenges to this rule that a suffix solution doesn't solve a vaday problem. First, the Braisa says that when a chaver, a person trusted in Trumas Maestros, dies, we can assume that Trumas Maestros have been taken from his produce, even though it seems that they were vaday tevel, and it's only a suffix whether it was solved. The Gemara gives two answers to this question. First, the chazak al chaver shein motzi mitachas yada davar shein mesukan, the assumption that everything that comes from a chaver has already been tithed, is so great that if it's a vade problem, it's a vade that the problem has already been solved. Second, it's not definite that the produce was ever tevel, because the person can bring his produce into his house while still in its shell to avoid the chiv chumas maestros in the first place and never make it tevel to begin with. The second challenge to the rule of ein sof motzi midei vade is from a braisa that tells the story of a shivcha who definitely threw a fetus into a pit, and we rely on the suffix possibility that a small animal had dragged it away. Moore offers two answers for that as well. First, the case could have been where the woman wasn't certain that it was an actual fetus that she had thrown into the bar, so it was only a suffix problem. Second, it could be that even if it's not a certainty that the animal ate the fetus, it is definitely a certainty that the animal at least dragged the fetus away, so it is a vaday solution. How can our Mishnah say that we're not concerned that a chulda drags chametz into the checked room if the Mishnah Daf Yud says that we have to put the chametz in a safe place, presumably, so that a chulda won't take it? The Gemara offers three answers. First, harba barba asar habishlosh asar. On Erev Pesach, we have to be concerned that the chulda, realizing that the chametz isn't readily available, will hide the chametz. On earlier dates, since there's plenty of available chametz, the chulda will consume it immediately. Rava rejects that answer because v'chi chulda neviyahi. It seems beyond the chulda's ability to know when chametz will be readily available. Interestingly, one of the seven neviyos was actually named chulda, and this is an example of the Gemara showing a little bit of a sense of humor. Instead, Rava answers that the Mishnah Daf Yud recommended hiding the chametz just in case we would actually see a chulda take it, in which case we would definitely have to be concerned about it. Rav Mari answers that the Mishnah only says that the chametz should be put away in a safe place after Bedika, just in case we collect the 10 pieces and only find 9 the next day, which would clearly be a problem. The Daf concludes with the first 3 of 10 cases of Sveikos relating to chametz that we compare to Mishnayos about issues of Kashrus or Tumentara. If there are 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, and we saw a mouse bring one of the piles into a house, we compare it to buying meat from a store where the majority of the stores sell only kosher meat, and is treated as a 50-50 suffix based on the principle kol kavua k'mechzal mechzedami. Any doubt that arises in a stationary location is treated like an even suffix. Pirish va'asa achbar v'shakal, if a piece was separated from one of the piles before the mouse took it, we follow the simple majority just like we would if we found a piece of meat in front of the stores. Shnei tziborin, echad shel matzah v'echad shel chametz, ulufneim shnei batim, echad baduk v'echad sheino baduk, if there are 2 piles, 1 chametz and 1 matzah, and the mouse drags one of the piles into a house that was already searched and the other into a house that was not yet searched, we can assume the chametz went into the unsearched house, just like we assume that when truma and chulin fall into boxes of truma and chulin, we assume that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin.